Okay. Was this girl that drew the picture for you older than you?
I'd say about, if she was, it wasn't much, a year or so.
And how did you feel having somebody do that?
I felt like a jerk. That I, you know, I was embarrassed because I you know, that she had to tell me that, you know, because here I was trying to, you know, how you like to look pretty great in people's eyes, you know. Jesus, then you fuck up.
But it helped.
Oh, it sure did. I went on to greater and better things.
Okay. Do you remember the first time somebody asked you about sex? About, you know, like, how old were you when somebody came to you and said, I want to know how to do something?
How old was I?
Yeah, or what year was it, or do you remember who it was? I don't need to know their names, but I'm trying to pinpoint the time in your life that you became a teacher.
Well, Randy was one. Randy, oh, she had to know every single detail.
She's so
drove
curious.
Me crazy. Jesus Christ, just get down there and do it. You get so angry. Now, this one. Yeah, Randy, count the con hairs. Start in the middle one, you know, and work to the outside. And then come back to the center and you'll have it. Don't worry about it.
Did it bother you that people asked you about it?
No. I get a little embarrassed sometimes. I still do. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to help anybody.
I wonder how femmes learned about sex.
Well, you make your own tape. How did you learn?
Well, this is a very good answer.
Yeah.
Did femmes ever come to you with sex questions?
No.
Problems? Problems they had with their lovers?
Might have. I can't give you any specific thing.
And I think what I'm trying to get to is how information gets passed on. Or does everybody invent the wheel over and over and over again? Or both?
I'd say it's both, because there's a lot that are having affairs that with maybe their next door neighbor or something, they have never been downtown. They've never been out. You know, when they do come out, they know about where it's at. And there's the ones that just come out. So that's the ones that will be asking. They've never been there.
The ones that come out, that go to the bar
and find out
and
where
figure out their home.
Right.
Okay.
I'd say the majority, though, have had some sort of an affair before they come out. Somewhere they've had an affair.
Before they come out into gay life.
Yeah. The majority. I'm not saying all of them.
Right.
I'd say 75 or 80% have had an affair.
It seems like most of the women we've talked to have done something in their adolescence or
somewhere,
you know,
before they come out.
Yeah.
And it's just finding your space on the shelf, that's all.
Well.
Mercy.
I'm wondering if, I think you're getting tired. Wondering if I left any questions out. Because I went over this goddamn list 20 times. I'm going to put it on pause. All right. One of the things that you talked about was on the last tape we did was the difference between caring for someone and loving someone. caring for and being in love. Those were two kind of, like, they seemed to overlap, but there were some real differences.
Mm-hmm.
And you went through a period of going with women who were hookers.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that there was one that you were in love with.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, most of those women you cared for, but you were not in love with.
Mm-hmm.
Those women that you cared for, but were not in love with, how did you feel about their being prostitutes?
Well, I didn't like it, but it didn't bother me that much. You know, I just figured that's their way of life.
Because you weren't in love?
Yeah, I no, that's right.
And the one you were in love with?
It bothered the hell out of me. In fact, she was like the upper class, you know. She didn't trick out of the bars like where we were. She'd be up down Dollar Avenue or somewhere. Or I didn't see it. Didn't have to see it, so he didn't know. Didn't bother me. You know. But if I think about it, it would bother me.
But for the most part, the women that you went with that were hookers, you felt it was their job, and they... Did you ever take money from them?
No. They might have... I'm not saying that. Well, if they wanted to say they wanted to go somewhere or something, and I just didn't have the money, well, I'd say, well, here, and we go. That would be, it would be like that. But as far as taking money to go for myself, just, you know, to take and do what I wanted to do with it, no.
And you never had a prostitute support you?
No. Never.
How did you feel about women who did have prostitutes supporting them?
That's their business.
You didn't feel they were any better or worse than
No.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about butches that were prostitutes?
Well, I didn't like it too much because I always felt it was a reflection on all of us. Which it was.
Yeah. I think we talked a little bit about this on the last thing.
Because one or two might go and really be the worst, you know, just maybe even do it for nothing. Who the hell knows? I don't know. And what do you expect? The guy would come and think you're all like that.
Yeah.
A lot of shit came down over there.
I got another question that's not on this list, and that's something that we talked about, you know, before, and that it had to do with the discussion I had in New York about femmes. And that is about femmes being real lesbians. When you came out into the community and you met women who were femmes, who were not with men, but were with women, did you feel that they were real lesbians?
No. No, because, you know, that's... mentioned, you stop to think about it. It was always that, it wasn't a fear, it was the jealousy. It was, if you'd see him looking at a man, you get really, you know, if you like this person, what the fuck are you looking at him for? Or you want to be with him. So you couldn't have, you know, you couldn't have thought of him as a lesbian. A lesbian wouldn't be doing that.
So in those early days, you felt that only butches were really lesbian.
Yeah.
Have you changed? Has that changed for you?
Maybe a little, not much. Not much.
You still suspect that femmes might somehow... What?
Deviate?
Good word?
That word.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't... But I don't take a personal hurt over it anymore. I just, if you go, you go. If you're with me, you're with me. That's all. I don't know. I don't think that much about it. Anymore. It's not important anymore to me.
Well, it seems like it would be important if the woman that you're with is a femme. Would that still not cause you worry?
No, I don't worry anymore. If you're with me, you're with me. If you're not, you're not. That's it. I don't worry about it anymore.
But you still think that butches are lesbians and the femmes might not be.
They're not as true as we are.
As true.
Right. As the butch.
I get real hot over statements like that. I'm sorry. I cannot impose my view on you on this tape, but I just get.
Is that a good or a bad?
that's bad. That's called bad. But that's a different fight. That's a different time. It is interesting. I wonder how many butches that you know today still feel the same way you do. That only butches are really, really lesbian.
I bet a lot, mostly all the old ones still feel that way. Because what the Christ, I look at the gay people today, like we were out there the other that night, bar, and if they are a couple, you can't even tell anymore if they're couples or what the hell they are. I don't think they care what either one of them does, with who or what. It's a big freelance thing. They don't think about it either. They just jump back and forth. It doesn't matter if they're butch or femme or what the hell they are.
Well, that may be true, that it doesn't matter whether they're butch or femme. But do you think it holds the same for whether they go with men or women?
I don't know what they think. I don't really care. But I don't care to be involved with any young people. I don't want to be involved with them.
It's an interesting view, and it's an interesting fight to fight. This is the fight of the future, I'll tell you that much. Okay. I think we've pretty much covered that subject, so I didn't really want to go on to another tape, but we'll finish here.
Almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and I'll have Liz review the tapes.
Okay.